This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Our lead story today is brought to us by the fine print, the sometimes pages and pages of stuff that we all, and let's just be honest here, don't read when we're signing up for credit cards, in today's example. Buried just deep enough so you couldn't easily find it, even if you went looking usually, is a clause about binding arbitration that says you can't sue the bank that gave you the card. You have to go to arbitration and let a third party decide. I mention that because today the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau rolled out some new proposed rules that would indeed let customers sue in class action suits only, it should be said. What should also be said, though, is what's not in those new rules. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that one.
The CFPB's proposed rule would allow class action suits for most consumer financial products, things like credit cards, prepaid cards, and payday loans. But the rule wouldn't apply to for-profit schools, for example.
Some for-profit schools engage in deceptive and fraudulent practices.
That's Lauren Saunders. She's Associate Director of the National Consumer Law Center.
Some schools even close and leave students holding thousands of dollars of student loans.
So even though Saunders supports the proposed rule, she says it doesn't go far enough. You still can't file class action suits against a car dealer who sells you a lemon or nursing homes that neglect patients. James Copeland says that's a good thing. Copeland is a senior fellow at the Center Right Manhattan Institute. He says consumers get a raw deal in class actions.
Most of these cases are essentially designed to get large payouts to the lawyers, and the consumers get a few dollars on the side.
Copeland says consumers are better off under arbitration, where they bring their case before an arbitrator who's usually paid by the company involved in the dispute. But don't tell that to attorney Ray Gallo. He says you need the wisdom of a jury, because in arbitration,
there's no group wisdom, there's no appeal, so whatever arbitrary thing that one arbitrator who's got an institutional bias is the rule and the end of it.
And Gallo points out, under the proposed rule, individuals can't sue. They still have to go through arbitration because the rule would only allow class action lawsuits. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.